It is April 11th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. My friend Tom Lant, formerly of the CME Group and LME, and who now has his own consulting firm, is doing his part to help those in Ukraine impacted by the war. Here is his story and request for assistance. Probably, like many of you reading this, I have been deeply affected by the current war in Ukraine. I have friends in Ukraine, and the village where I live is looking after a number of Ukrainian families, with children attending my son's school. I can no longer sit and watch as millions of innocent children, women, and men suffer through no fault of their own due to the unprovoked war. Me and my family have already donated money, equipment, and resources, but feel we must do more. I am working with a number of organizations in the UK and Ukraine to supply non-lethal aid to help those that need it the most. The money I raise will be spent entirely on purchasing a vehicle and filling it with aid. The vehicle is a type requested by the Ukrainians and will be donated on arrival, as will the aid. I will drive the vehicle to Ukraine and then deliver the aid where it is required. The fuel to drive there, insurances, paperwork, food, drink, and return flights will be funded directly by me. The vehicle will be a 4x4 pickup with a double cab and cost £4,000 to £5,000. This type of vehicle is invaluable to ferry vital aid and also provide evacuations from the towns near the front line. Nearer the time of my trip, the organizations will specify their aid requirements, which I will source and purchase. I hope to make the trip in May. The sooner the better to help. As a way to raise money, I have undertaken an ice barrel challenge. This involves taking an ice bath in water around negative 2 degrees Celsius daily for 30 minutes, or for 30 consecutive days. Each day, I try to wear a different hat and include a prop or two. Here is one from Easter Sunday, and you can see the others on my Facebook page. If you can donate to help, it would be much appreciated by me and more so by the Ukrainians who will benefit from it. There is a link to my GoFundMe page in John Lothian's newsletter. I am also offering donated consulting days from my business. I consult global companies on brand, PR, and marketing as my profession. You can donate directly or indirectly by purchasing consulting days from me, and I will donate 100% of the fee to this fundraiser. It's a great way to get business value and contribute to your ESG credentials in an easy way. To discuss this further and suggested donations, please email me directly at tom.lant@herkoso.com. Thanks for reading this and for your support. We at JLN strongly urge your support of Tom's efforts. Help him meet his fundraising goal. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission gave Goldman Sachs a $15 million love tap, that's a fine, yesterday to settle an investigation that Goldman obscured the cost of derivatives that clients purchased to bet on or against an index of overseas stocks, the Wall Street Journal reported. According to the story, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission said Monday that Goldman in 2015 and 2016 didn't tell clients that it price swaps in a way that put them in a disadvantageous position. Wait a minute! Isn't that the way bilateral trades are supposed to work? A Chicago Gold Coast mansion built in 1877, owned since the 1980s by the late Richard Dryhouse, and was seen in the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off, has sold. According to Dennis Rodkin of Crane Chicago Business, in the movie, the side of the house that faces Schiller Street, painted white at the time, was used as the exterior of Chez Qui, the snooty French restaurant where Bueller claimed to be Abe Froman, the sausage king of Chicago. Danny Ecker of Crane Chicago Business is reporting that Ken Griffin Citadel is cutting ties with the developer Sterling Bay in the development of its Miami office tower. Citadel also has plans for a Manhattan office tower and has moved some of its real estate development work in-house, Crane's reported. Speaking of real estate, I am really mad. Someone just built a nuclear power plant right next to my dream home in the metaverse. Now, no one is going to want to buy my 30,000 square foot, 15 bedroom mansion with two swimming pools, two tennis courts, and a 9-hole golf course. Arg! In the meantime, Bloomberg has a story titled, "Whatever Happened to the Metaverse?" The crypto business continues to heat up at the SEC, and they need more hands on deck. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission Division of Enforcement, Crypto Assets and Cyber Unit is looking to hire general attorneys in New York, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. For more information and to apply, you can click on a link in today's newsletter. Outgoing OCC CEO John Davidson is the latest FIA Futures Hall of Fame member to be featured by FIA on LinkedIn with the full-length video interview produced by John Lothian Productions. Adam Morgan McCarthy and Frank Shaparo at The Block report that Fidelity Crypto quietly went live, giving millions of retail customers access to Bitcoin and Ether. Brendan Bradley has been appointed chairman of Tokenovate as they continue to develop their smart contracts technology for derivatives market infrastructure. Trading Technologies is looking for someone to fill a role as technical documentation writer, Trading Systems. Ken McCracken is starting a new position as General Counsel, Chief Regulatory Officer, and Corporate Secretary at Nodal Exchange. He was previously the Deputy General Counsel at Nodal. He has also worked for FERC, Schiff Hardin LLP, and was a Chief Trial Attorney at the CFTC. Tattered, shredded souvenir t-shirts featuring artwork depicting bands, superheroes, and movies are finding new lives in a collector's market, the Wall Street Journal reports. Thanks to the sewing skills of a photographer turned sewer, new parents are even having their ancient finds downsized to fit their kids. A vintage Method Man shirt is currently selling on eBay for $2,350, and a NAS bootleg is selling for almost $7,000, the Wall Street Journal reports. Read more about it with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have another video from our FIA Boca coverage. Jeff Bolke of Aventis talks to John Lothian News about its latest advances in customer service and AML and creating a culture of success. Jeff Bolke, the Chief Revenue Office at Aventis, was interviewed by John Lothian News at the FIA International Futures Conference in Boca Raton, Florida, about its world of trade surveillance, market risk, and anti-money laundering. Bolke discussed Aventis' three-pronged approach to success. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, "Why Taiwan Matters to the World. A dangerous rise in tensions with Beijing is a price worth paying to protect a flourishing Asian democracy. Should the U.S. defend Taiwan? This is not an abstract debate." Over the weekend, Beijing simulated bombing raids on the island while its navy encircled Taiwan. In response to the steady escalation of Chinese military pressure on the island, President Joe Biden has promised four times that the U.S. would defend Taiwan from an attack by China. My comment: a world at peace is the best world for all, but peace comes at a cost. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline: U.S. deems Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich wrongfully detained by Russia. The State Department on Monday designated Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, who was arrested by Russian security services last month, as, quote, wrongfully detained, launching a broad U.S. government effort to exert pressure on Russia to free him. Mr. Gershkovich is held on an accusation of espionage that the Journal and the U.S. government vehemently deny. My comment: free Evan now. Here's another story, this one from AP News. The headline: climate change adding 50 homers a year in MLB, study says. Climate change is making major league sluggers into even hotter hitters, sending an extra 50 or so home runs a year over the fences, a new study has found. Hotter, thinner air that allows the balls to fly farther contributed a tiny bit to a surge in home runs since 2010, according to a statistical analysis by Dartmouth College scientists published in Friday's Bulletin of the American Meteorological Society. They analyzed 100,000 major league games and more than 200,000 balls put into play in the last few years, along with weather conditions, stadiums, and other factors. My comment: the latest statistics come from baseball and the climate study I mentioned last week. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was Chicago gets what it voted for. Mayor-elect Brandon Johnson blames business for crime by the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. Second was former FTX U.S. president reportedly quit after protracted disagreement with Bankman-Fried from CoinDesk. Third was banks are closing customer accounts with little explanation from the New York Times. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first one is from Bloomberg. The headline: Wall Street is turning water into wealth, leaving Californians out to dry. Groundwater gold rush. Banks, pension funds, and insurers have been turning California's scarce water into enormous profits, leaving people with less to drink. As storms battered California in March, the state's inland breadbasket erupted with almond blossoms. It happens every year. The Central Valley, the source of 40% of America's fruit and nuts, explodes in a riot of pink and white blooms. This year, petals fluttered off branches into raging irrigation ditches that only a few months earlier had twisted across the dry, dust-like coils of snake molt. The next story is also from Bloomberg. The headline: Swiss lawmakers criticize government on UBS Credit Suisse deal. Swiss lawmakers voiced their discontent over the takeover of Credit Suisse Group AG, criticizing the government's use of emergency measures and blaming the bank's management. Credit Suisse leadership has to take responsibility for its actions. That's not only dictated by fairness, Hans-Georg Necht, a member of the Swiss People's Party, told the upper house of parliament during a special session in Bern. Tens of thousands of employees worry for their jobs. Here's a final story, this one from the Financial Times. Crises have left us stuck in a doom loop of ensuring risky behavior. The state safety net is becoming dangerously distended with support for household and businesses as well as banks. After a decade of radical financial regulatory reform designed to rid the world of institutions that were too big to fail, this time was meant to be different. Alas, not. Not only the big Credit Suisse, but the medium-sized SVB were found to matter. The safety net was again distended, and the best-laid regulatory plans perished in their first brush with reality. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.